The spirit of meekness is gentle. The spirit of meekness is mild. And I am meek. My disposition is meek in the good sense of a soothing and gentle disposition. My meekness became the adornment of the profession of a true believer. According to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I have the law of empowerment. Jesus has touched my heart. I have the inward rest, which is free from anxiety and free from worry. I have framework, which is the yoke, which I am guided by a stronger partner. I have the gentle and humble leadership and my sense of an understanding leader who meets my needs. And I have a manageable load, which is the system and workload that fits who I am. I have been invited to come to Jesus. And I go to Jesus, for Jesus will give me rest, and I have the present reality of rest. I have the discipline of discipleship, and my discipleship is to Jesus. And I have learned the revelation that Jesus alone imparts. I have the true servant's gentleness, the spirit of meekness. It doesn't mean that you have to be stupid and let people take advantage of you. It's just an understanding of how we react to situations and how we react to things. But just because we operate in the spirit of meekness doesn't mean that evil and wickedness are free from a strong rebuke from the power of God. One thing about God that I love is that his love will rebuke you if your heart's not right. And his meekness will rebuke you if your heart's not right. And his humility will rebuke you if your heart's not right. When you really know the word of God, you know how to use the word of God. Don't ever get my meekness twisted.